Brian reached the front door and turned to look at me, raising one eyebrow. Apparently, the first thing I had to do about it was to open the door and let him in. I did. He gave me a small bow and entered, and Cody and Aster trooped in after him. "What a lovely home," Brian said, looking around the living room. "So very homey." There were heaps of DVDs lying across the tattered couch, and a pile of socks on the floor, and two empty pizza boxes on the coffee table. Rita had been in the hospital for nearly 3 days, and naturally enough, she had not had the energy to clean up since she returned this morning. And although I do prefer a neat environment, I had been far too distracted myself to do anything about it, and the place really was not at its best. In fact, it was a frightful mess. "I'm sorry," I said to Brian. "We've been, "Yes, I know, the blessed event," he said. "Into each life some domesticity must fall." "What does that mean?" Aster demanded. "Dexter," Rita called from the bedroom, is somebody with you?"
"It's me," I said.
"His brother is here," Aster said belligerently. There was a pause, replaced by the sound of panicked rustling of some kind, and then Rita came out, still brushing at her hair with one hand.
"Brother," she said, "but that's...
Oh," and she stumbled to a halt, staring at Brian.
"Dear lady," Brian said with knife-edged mocking joy, "how lovely you are. Dexter always did have an eye for beauty."
Rita fluttered her hands at her head. "Oh, my God, I'm such a mess," she said. "And the house is... But, Dexter, you never even said you had a brother, and this is..."
"It certainly is," Brian said, "and I apologize for the inconvenience."
"But your brother," Rita repeated, "and you never said..."
I felt my jaw muscles moving, but no matter how carefully I listened, I did not hear myself saying anything. Brian watched me with real enjoyment for a moment before he finally spoke up. "I'm afraid it's all my fault," he said at last. "Dexter thought I was long dead."
"That's right," I said,
feeling like one of the Three Stooges picking up a bobbled line cue.
"Well, still," Rita said, still fussing absently with her hair, "I mean, you never... You said you were... How could you not?"
"It's very painful," I said tentatively. "I don't like to talk about it."
"Still,"
Rita repeated. And even though there was no guidebook for the territory we had entered, I knew I had not heard the last of this. So, hoping to maneuver us back onto firmer terrain, I blurted out the only words I could find. "Could we have a cup of coffee?" I said.
"Oh,"
Rita said, her peevishness changing at once to a look of startled guilt.
"I'm sorry, would you like? I mean, yes, here, sit down."
And she moved to the couch and removed the assorted litter that blocked it with a rapid series of precision moves that did us all proud, domestically speaking. "There," she said, piling the armful of clutter beside the couch and waving at Brian.
"Please, sit down and... Oh, I'm Rita."
Brian stepped forward with brittle gallantry and took her hand.
"My name is Brian," he said, "but please sit down, dear lady. You should not be on your feet so soon."
"Oh," Rita said, and she was actually blushing. "But the coffee, I ought to..."
"Surely Dexter is not so hopeless that he can't make coffee," Brian said, arching one eyebrow at her, and she giggled.
"I suppose we'll never know unless we let him try," she said, and she actually simpered at him as she sank onto the couch. "Dexter, would you please? It's 3 scoops for 6 cups, and you put the water into the..."
"I think I can manage," I said.
And if I sounded a little surly, who had a better right? And as Brian sat beside my wife on my couch, I stalked into the kitchen to make coffee. And as I clattered through the motions of filling the pot from the sink and pouring the water into the machine, I heard from deep inside a quiet settling of bat wings as the passenger stood down. But from the icy coils of Dexter's allegedly powerful brain, I heard only stammers of confusion and uncertainty. The ground seemed to be turning under my feet. I felt exposed and threatened and assailed by all the wicked armies of the night. Why had my brother returned? And why did that make me feel so terribly insecure?